how exciting. Here we are back live all over the world to BBS Radio. Good evening to you. Today it is May the 6th, 2020. Welcome to this episode of Questions and Answers with the Elohim. The Elohim is the source from the other side of the veil speaking through Terry Brown. He's located in Sedona, Arizona. So is Winfrey. They will be here shortly, I hope. And Win just asked the questions. You can submit a question per email if you so desire. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And then goes through those questions during the call here, so your question will be asked live within the next hour if you submit one. I believe we have another live caller join in. If so, I welcome you, and please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to. We welcome everyone here on BBS and those that have called in live to the conference call, as this is, as usual, a simulcast radio show with a conference call. I welcome the next live caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Good evening. And Roger.
Hi, guys. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Getting some clicking and feedback going on.
All right. We have someone else join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, Psych Fruity. It's Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Welcome, Mary Eileen. Thank you for being here.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hello.
Hi, Wynn.
No Wynn.
Hey.
Hey,
win. There's no win. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, live from Sedona, Raiden.
Welcome, Raiden.
Thank you.
Hi, Raiden.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome,
hey,
Dr. Art.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
All right. So, Raiden. Raiden in Sedona. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome to this episode, Questions and Answers with the Elohim. We hope to start here in just a minute.
It's too quiet. Can the questions be anything you want them to be, or do they have to be something?
Well, the thing is, you know, they honor free will, and so you know, there are certain, but you can ask any question you want to ask. It doesn't mean that either Wynn might need to change it to be in a proper fashion, or it simply doesn't apply to be asked. You know what I'm saying? You cannot ask why you're doing this or that. You know, you cannot infringe anything on somebody else, you know?
Correct.
Right. Like, it helps if it involves your spiritual evolution. That helps a lot.
And it can be very beneficial for yourself, because if you ask something like that about yourself, they tune into you, and it gives you a track. It's really, it might be, you know, once you get it, you get it.
Okay, sure.
We did have someone else join in on the phone line. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Yes, it's Dawn. I'm in Cottonwood, Arizona. Good evening.
Welcome back, Dawn. Good to have
you.
Thank you.
Hello, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
And someone else joined in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Debbie.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Hello.
And I think somebody else spoke up. They want to announce themselves. Feel free to do so.
AC, Seattle.
AC, welcome, AC. Good to have you.
Hi, AC.
Hi, AC.
The next caller, we welcome you. Please say name and location.
WF in Sedona.
Mr. Whittling.
Hi, Wynn.
WF.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
All right.
Hi.
Ashley and Phoenix here.
Hi, Ashley.
Who is that?
Hi, Ashley.
Wynn, it's Ashley and Phoenix from Vision Quest.
Hi, Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi, Allison. I'm welcome
to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Is it Allison?
Hi, Allison.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Where are you located, Allison?
I'm in Woodland Hills, California.
All right. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Glad Ashley, to be are you still
Hi,
a cool chick?
Yeah, we're closed right now till the 15th.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody. Hi.
We love you.
Thank you. It's great to have you around, Terry. Let me tell you.
Okay.
You make the call complete.
Make it complete.
Yeah, you're the star of the show. Without you, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
That's exactly right.
It's amazing what you have and in your abilities, Terry, and we're all very pleased. Mm-hmm.
We're very gifted.
Someone else joining us.
Hello, this is Eileen from New Jersey.
Hi, Eileen. Good evening to you and welcome.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Eileen, you're in New Jersey?
I'm in New Jersey, yes.
All right. Good to have you.
All right.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Great. So, Wynn, I think we have several people that are calling in for the first time here tonight.
Okay.
Well,
nice.
What a silly thing for them to do.
We welcome them. They're welcome here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I welcome the next caller. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Edgina.
Guten Abend, Edgina.
Hi, Edgina.
Hi, Edgina.
Guten Abend.
Hi there.
Hello there.
Hi, neighbor.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
All right. And I welcome all those that have joined in online through BBS Radio. Good evening to you. Questions and answers with the Elohim. And as you might know, you have the ability to ask a question by submitting your question per email. You can do so by emailing questions@intelligence-infinity.com. questions@intelligence-infinity.com.
Okay,
yeah, this is a really great call for a first timer because they get to see it in action.
Right. And just, you know, hang in there. If it resonates with you, come back and just see what you can pick up. And there are so many things around this work. You know, we do the whole planet healing every day at 7, right after the show. We have our Sunday calls. We have our Monday wildcard call. And there is so much literature out online at the website and the replays, etc. See if it resonates with you and take it from there.
Okay, I'm ready to start. Okay.
All right.
Good.
So here we go. Thank you very much, Wynn, and thank you very much, Terry. Your work is greatly appreciated.
Muted.
Today is the 6th. I got the date.
The recording has started.
This is May 6, 2020, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday night call. We do it every Wednesday, where people submit questions, and we ask our sources these questions. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Whoa, wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
Don't leave me. I might have to answer the questions, okay? You know, I always tell people, you know, when I do an invitation, which I did an invitation to our list tonight, I don't want you to believe in any of this blindly. It's one of those things that if you come to the calls, you know, the best I can do is make somebody curious, and then they have to investigate it and see if it holds up to the curiosity. But from my own experience, I am convinced that we are doing something that is different from what other people do. And in fact, it has not been done in this realm for a very long time. In fact, one time I asked them, now I'm going to, if I quote them, I don't ask you to believe it, just consider it. I asked, when was the last time that something like this was done in this realm? And they said, 25 million years ago. And why is it so different, so unusual? Well, there are two aspects. One aspect, they have made themselves very available to us to answer questions. You know, it started out with just me asking questions. It started out for me 3 years saying, can this be real? Are these guys who they say they are? And when I first started talking to them and the word Elohim came up, I Googled it, and it said it's one of the names for God in the Old Testament and the name the Mormons use for God. And I asked them, why are you talking to me? And they said, you're like a cosmic midwife. You know how to bring these things into the world, and you don't have ego about it. Now, I didn't believe any of it. I didn't disbelieve it. And I remember thinking, if this is true, it's going to have to prove itself to me. And then over time, it did. So many ways. And it's proved itself to the people that come on the calls. They do not want you to worship them. They do not want you to genuflect to them. They are the original creator. Okay, this is what they say, and I believe it's true at this point. They are the original creators of the physical universe. They were originally energy forms, and there was nothing physical. And they didn't think of themselves as gods. They thought of themselves as creators. And they created the original template for the universe. And we have probably 40 or 50 hours of conversations with them where they explain how they created it. And it's amazing because it makes sense. I don't always understand it, but it makes sense. And then they gave everything free will. And in the higher realms, everything knew it was part of each other. There was kind of energy flows between all of the consciousnesses. But as the universe kept creating itself, it got more and more dense. And in the lower realms, which we're in, the direct cognition that we are part of each other started to get missing. And people would be all preoccupied with the physical aspect of this room, the density of it. And so the problem with the physical stuff is we have to own it, or we don't keep it. So there's possession. And so possession caused beings here to separate from each other. And then I'm thinking, how can I get more possessions? How can I get more sex? How can I get more control? How can I get more slaves? Because life seems to go easier when you have all those things, or that's the illusion. And so this realm got really screwed up. As it's not too hard for anyone to notice right now that it's screwed up. And there's a lot of agendas going on. And aside from having incredible wisdom, the Elohim have the ability to flow energy into this realm and loosen things up. They have the ability to connect with each person who's on this line energetically, directly. It would be almost like you could be sitting in the room with them, even though they don't have bodies. And they can, if you're scared of this, they won't do it. You have to keep coming until you're not scared. But if you're not scared, you might feel an energy flow while we're on this line. And you might consider that's them. Here they are, this group soul at the beginning of the universe. And they've explained in detail how all this works. They don't want you to worship them. They respect free will. So they can do interventions. And when they do an intervention, on some level, there has to be an asking so they don't violate your free will. And we have seen people have things happen that are amazing over the years we've been doing this. And that wonderful, cheery gentleman, Hayes, who greets everybody, he's one of those people that has been so supportive of this work, and they pay really good attention to him. When he asks for things, so often they happen. Sometimes if I need something to happen, I'm considering maybe I should ask Hayes, and he'll ask. To give you two examples. He lived in paradise. And, of course, everybody knows that paradise burned down almost completely. And he had a house in paradise, and everything around him burned to a crisp except his house, which was intact. Now, I'm not saying it's the Elohim, but it seems that's the kind of thing they do. And we've seen it happen before. Another incident is the famous story of my sister, who I asked them if they could help her. And then she had a medical miracle, and her lupus disappeared from her test, which never happens. And I asked them, how did you guys do that? And they said, we projected a filter into her blood and took the lupus out. So these are good friends to have, particularly in the way the world is now. And so with all these calls we're doing, we're creating the opportunity for you to become friends with them, not to be our followers. I don't want followers. I want to create the connection between you and them, and that's why we do this, okay? Now, let me see here. You'll notice when they answer questions, they don't, let me just see something here. Susan, who asked the question about spiritual path, if you're listening, please send me, I didn't put this in my email. Please send me the city you live in. Your name sounds familiar, and so maybe I might find it, okay? Let me do a quick look and see who comes up. Hang on just a moment. We're searching. And while I'm looking that up, wait a second. Eugene, Oregon. I got it, if you're still there. Okay. Now, just remember, if you're not coming to these calls regularly, this is just breaking the ice. You might have an epiphany on this call, but, you know, this is like getting to know something new that you have to become familiar with, and you have to feel sure it's nothing negative, nothing demonic. And I tell people, please kick the tires. Okay, Terry, you're there, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Terry. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, here we go. You want to say anything out of your human side to everybody?
No, I've been tuning in to the other side.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We come directly to you. And we come directly to each and every person who is listening and wishes us to be in touch with them. We come directly to your space, your own personal space. We don't come through the telephone line and we don't come through the computer. That's where the voice comes from. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it as not meant for you at that time. And sometimes when somebody asks a question, then it might be your question, but the answer for them might be totally different than the answer might be for you. So use discernment in what you hear. We come to assist wherever we may, and we see that this is a time where there is a reaching for assistance. Do you have questions?
Yes. Question from Suzanne in Eugene, Oregon, okay? And she asks, what is the right spiritual path for me? And Suzanne, if you don't mind, they can answer that. They usually won't, because that would be taking your power. They would probably prefer the question, how do I find the right spiritual path, okay? But that way, they're giving you guidance to find it yourself and telling you what to do, okay? Let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. You yourself within your own self have a desire to find out what is the best path for you. And you already have some idea of what that path is. You start within your own self. You don't start from something outside yourself. What are your questions? What it is that you have asked yourself every now and then, something happens and you say, why did that happen? Or how did I react that way? So these are all valid questions. And it is part of your search for what is the meaning here, what is really going on, who am I, and where am I, and how did I end up here? And these are all questions that are answerable within your own self. So as you look outside for other answers, it can either resonate with you as being valid or something you can make use of, or that doesn't seem quite on track, it's a little bit, doesn't make total sense. So what you're looking for is something that makes total complete sense to you. And you have your questions that you have asked over the years, and you are kind of like have them bookmarked. So when something comes up, then the question may come up again, and you may suddenly find the answer. It is not something that you answer in a big flash all at once. It is a work in progress. And you take one step, and you feel like you are on solid ground. And then you can make that part of your brickwork of your construct that you are building of what it is, your path, the way that you are moving day by day. And you can get some clues as to what that is by where are your interests? Where do your interests lie? What in that is in your environment and going on in the world, where your interest takes you. These are all a part of making your construct of your path, that where you're going to take your next step. We take a moment and we look, and we see that you have some different interests. And the interests are like with different parts of your life, and you can have a category for one interest that you can work on to some degree, another category that you can work on, but one of the categories has more magnetism towards you. You're drawn towards one more than the other, so that this may have more weight than the other, but you're also drawn to some degree to the other, so that is part of it too. It is a work in progress, a patchwork of interests and questions that you are putting together and seeking answers for. And you can find the answers in diverse places, like maybe a video you watch. Oh, yeah, well, that answers something there. But then something you may just cognite on to do with something somebody said, or so how somebody behaves, how they do, that you observe. Observation is a big part of this, observe yourself, observe others, see what it is that attracts you, that you want to spend a little more time on, to learn more about, to review, to ask questions about, to spend time working on. We hope that that starts, makes a bit of a bridge towards your movement forward. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, when you get on your right path, there is flow. And you'll know when flow hits because there's flow. And sometimes you're on it and then you're off it. Sometimes you're processing and you can't judge the times you're processing. Terry and I process, okay? And process means going into the darker areas of ourselves and allowing them to release by being experienced. And a lot of people don't allow that. They try to be in their good side all the time. And from my experience...
Yeah, and that can lead them into covert hostility because they aren't expressing how they really feel, but they don't want to express how they really feel because it's maybe not appropriate or something. So it takes a little bit of working through and know that... if you are in a certain mode or a certain emotional level, that you don't always stay there at that same thing. And like you may have a friend, and we just, if this applies to anybody, then it does, and if it doesn't, then it doesn't. But we throw this out as an example. Like, let's say they've got a friend, and they generally really like the friend, like Sina. And all of a sudden, it's like the friend says something that they don't, just can't agree with, or it triggers them in the wrong way, and they're like, oh, I hate you. But that doesn't mean that they're going to hate them tomorrow. It's like you move through these moods, and you don't always stay at one. And just because you hate somebody in 1 minute doesn't mean that it's all over. You might think that for the moment, but you move through these emotional levels and come through it and to the other side. So it's good to even find ways to express what's going on with you a little bit to the other person, so that you can help that to move through your mood.
Thank you. Okay, next question. This is from Ed Aquino. Now, I'm going to do all the people that never asked a question before, because I put that out today, and we have a number of new people. So,
well, Elsa White had a question from last week.
No, I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget her because she's new. I don't think she asked a question. I'm going to include her question. But let me keep going quickly. Are biblical angels like Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel real, or are they aliens from Andromeda?
They are real angelic forces that have been working to perfect themselves in their ability to aid. They are not necessarily 100% correct, as they have their own process and their own level of growth. So use discretion with working with any of those.
Thank you. So, an angel, just because you use the word angel, doesn't mean, Gonk, I give up my power now. It's like, test everything. Because even when there's a name like Michael, the negative could use that name. And how would you know the difference? Okay? You start thinking, I should follow that because it's Michael, and Michael must be good because Michael's an angel. So
Michael may be very, very wise. It could be an imposter, but if it's not, if it's the real Michelangelo Michael, he could be very good, but perhaps his level of growth and expertise may not extend to all areas. Just because he is an archangel doesn't mean that he is always 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And his other question is, did Noah's flood really happen?
Well, it did, but it didn't quite happen. It's like there's more details to that, and we suggest that you may listen to the Monday call of our last Monday, which would be on replay. Like today is Wednesday, but then on Monday we had a dissertation by Lauren Zanier more about the details about that flood, but it really did exist. And it really created a lot of change for the earth.
Was that something that was triggered by Enlil?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Next question. This is from Joseph in Surprise, Arizona.
Yes, Joseph.
At first, I thought that not seeing the coronavirus as the enemy, acknowledging it with love, was all that was needed for it to dissolve. But it has become evident that the virus is also serving a higher purpose for Mother Earth. Now, Joseph, if you don't mind, instead of saying it has become evident, may I say, but it seems to me that it has become evident, okay? Because that's not an absolute truth. Let them give their take on it. That the virus is also serving a higher purpose for Mother Earth and our awareness of how we are polluting her. So what is the real story, and will there need to continue the experience for several months of this virus? Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you. Let us see where to start with this. Love cannot, in the long run, love is an answer. However, there needs to be discernment about the facts involved. What is the real story about this virus? How contagious is it? Is it being magnified? But by the media and the doctors, is it being played up to fit another's agenda, which may not be for the highest good of humanity in general? Ask yourself these questions. So what is the real story? Well, the real story is that there is something going on, and that there are actual people that are getting sick, and that the question of how and why can be reviewed and come to a conclusion. As far as the right now, it is needed by the people for discernment, very sharp, clear discernment about that. For instance, in your city, like what are the number of reported cases in your state? What is the number of reported cases? And what are the actions that you need to take to sidestep the problems here, the potential catching of it. As you review the question, is there aspects of it, any aspects of it that still need to be covered there?
Well, I think inherent in the question is this idea that many people have that everything happens for the highest good, and that there's a purpose to everything that must
that
be positive.
That is a definite belief of some that even some of the negative people feel that they are doing everyone a service by providing negative acts, as then it creates faster growth upon the person's part. But it's still that some people may get faster growth from it, but on the other hand, some people may be so overwhelmed by it that it is detrimental in terms of their long-term growth. It doesn't negate the fact that these people that are perpetrating negative acts still have karma, their karma to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question is from Alicia, whose daughter is Sarah, who thank you for your message today, Alicia. Alicia, you know, I recommended to Alicia a few weeks ago that she get one of our pendants because she was having a nightmare with her daughter Sarah, who was going through panic attacks, and we've had amazing experience with people recovering from that or getting relief. But let me ask her questions. Could you please inform us of the process of being a walk-in?
We smile. We see that we think right of hand of the attempted walk-in of a woman who died, and would hang around someone's house, and when the visitors came, would attempt to take over their body. Well, this was very unsuccessful attempt at being a walk-in and taking over somebody's body. We give you another example. When the Chinese came in to Tibet and they killed a lot of the very, very wise and astute monks, the Tibetan monks, many of those monks came over to the United States and became walk-ins, which means that they found somebody in this one case. We see that the individual who owned the body, the person, he didn't want to be here anymore. He wanted to leave his body and die, and he just had it. And so this monk took over that person's body, healed it, and then became a very wise teacher. Now, we have another third example of a friend of when in Terry's, he was a walk-in and has since passed on, but he took over, he took over the body, and he lived for the remainder of that person's physical life as the owner of the body. Now, we give you another example of a friend of Terry and Wynn's who was, she was originally had a body as a beautiful young teenage girl, and she hung out with rock groups, and she was like, she loved to listen to rock, and so she was attending a concert backstage and just listening to the rock groups. And after the concert, she went back to her own house, and she suffered a stroke. And as the stroke, it paralyzed her, and she became unconscious, and she was taken to the hospital. And in the hospital, she was totally unconscious and was in a coma. And this went on for about a year. And she was just still in this vegetative state. So another being came and observed this person that was in a coma. And that person was a spirit and did not have a body, and she took over the person's body. And the original person was still there in a coma. So the person who, the spirit that took over the body, woke the body up and disconnected all the life support tubes in the hospital. And in her hospital gown and slippers, she got out of bed and she walked out of the hospital. And in her gown and her hospital slippers, she it was in London. She walked across London and saw a Chinese hospital. And she walked into the Chinese hospital and said, "Fix me." And so, you know, they heed the reference of the original hospital, the Chinese hospital did, from the gown and the information on her. And so they called up the original hospital and said, "Well, we want to keep her here and fix her." So they did. And so she healed, and she got to be a viable person again. And the original person was still there. And every now and then, the spirit that took over would talk to the original person, and the original person would say, "You know, this is so overwhelming. Life is so overwhelming for me that I don't want to be in charge anymore." And so the new person, the new spirit, was then in charge and had miraculous abilities and in perceptions and ability to remote view, and had a lot of really abilities. But there was a synergistic relationship that developed between the first person, the owner of the body, and the spirit that took over. So it can be having different circumstances, different situations. Those are some examples of ones that actually exist.
Thank you. I want to move on to another question, but I have one quick question, and that is, when a walk-in comes in and they become conscious in the new body, do they always know they're a walk-in?
No. They don't necessarily. Oftentimes they do, though.
Okay. And, Alicia, on your other two questions, ask them next week, okay? So it was a long answer, and I got one more question. It's important here. And this is from Robert Harlech. Hi, Robert. I think he's in New York.
Hi, Robert. Yes.
And,
New York.
And does the Elohim have any interest in people pursuing using the relationship between the DNA codons and the Hebrew letters to form sentences in Hebrew? If this relationship exists, how would the Elohim help? Now, I do know there's a guy who's a Jewish scholar. His name is Stan Tenen. And I recall that he put together the letters of the Hebrew alphabet to create something and became quite recognized for it. And do you want to make any comment on the letters of the Hebrew alphabet?
There's a striking connection between the letters of the Hebrew alphabet and the DNA coding and in the use even of the language in the working with the healing and the prediction of we're going past the vocabulary of Terry, but the working of the code on, she doesn't know what that means, working of the codons, the DNA codons are coded into the Hebrew alphabet, and it is part of what gives it its impact. Part of using of the alphabet for even in predictions of in the way that the codons are constructed as using the alphabet as pointers. In directional ways to solve problems.
Thank you. It is 6:56, and Susan Geraci, on your question, they won't usually take inventory of another group or someone else. It would be violating their free will, okay? And I will tell you, I want to say something very short from my own experience. We have learned in the work we're doing to connect with what they call the Christ consciousness, which is actually a structure of the Ra group. And it doesn't have to do with religion, other than Jesus happened to hold the link between this realm and the matrix and the sixth density, which was the Christ consciousness. And when a group connects with a Christ consciousness, it changes everything, because what happens is a higher level energy comes in that lifts the people into a space of oneness, of going beyond the lower realms. It doesn't mean they've disappeared, but that's why certain Christian groups, not all, but certain ones, have such a loving energy. And a lot of times, sophisticated metaphysical groups miss that. And they keep trying to learn more about everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if you can add the learning more to connecting with the Christ energy, it would be a very good combination. But it becomes like the hunger for understanding without that energy. And it's not negative. It just, once you've connected with that, everything else is somewhat less interesting. Okay? So
well,
I just want to...
Okay, we have more information for Bob Horwick. There is a connection between the hologramic makeup of reality of each individual thing and the characters of the alphabetical, if you call it that, characters of the Hebrew alphabet.
Thank you. Robert, you can ask another question next week if you want, okay? And I appreciate your questions and I appreciate your interest. And I know they didn't answer everything that you asked, but feel free. In fact, I didn't, you know, there's people that ask questions. We have to get off right now, but there's people that ask questions that we didn't answer who are regulars from, you know who you are, Dharmananda, Ejda, okay? And we love you, but... It's a good opportunity to let new people ask questions and, you know, feel free to ask more questions next week. Even if you're new, follow your trail and see where it leads. Sometimes that's really advantageous. We're going to Whole Planet Healing right now. And this is a call that if you're attracted to our work, I suggest you check it out. The phone number is 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250-513. We have all of our calls on the web at conference.intelligent-infinity.com. And thank you, Don and Doug, for not turning us off if you haven't done so yet. Wishing everyone on BBS a wonderful evening and rest of the week. And on that note, we can unmute everybody. And
all right. Thank you, Vin. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Elohim. And thank everyone for joining in over here. Much love as we go over the Whole Planet Healing.
Unmuted.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Elohim.
Thank you, Ra and Ra'an. And thank you, Ra. Thank you, everybody. Much appreciated.
This session is no longer being recorded.